आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं
बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
We have reached an interesting junction. Sis is asking a question. His question is based on the Guru Upadesh. He has heard the Upadesh discourse, he has listened, and he has thought over it and raised a question in verse number 192 and 193. He says, the cause of bondage is Upadhi, and Upadhi is Anadi, beginningless. And his understanding is that anything which is beginningless and adi is anant. That is his understanding. Therefore, the jeev bhav which has come because of the association with the upadhi, since the upadhi is beginningless, association with the upadhi, the jeev bhav is also beginningless. Therefore, jeev bhav is anant. The liberation will never happen. That is what he has thought. Na nivarte tan moksha katham me Sri Guru vada. Oh, Sri Guru, I think moksha is not possible. Upadhi is anadi, you have stated earlier. Shankaracharya stated earlier that upadhi is anadi. Association with the upadhi is also anadi. Association with Upadhi means Jeev Bhav is anadi. Since they are anadi, beginningless, therefore they are anant. There is no end. It will never happen. So Upadhi are many, we know that. The Upadhi can be internal and external. What is internal Upadhi? Mind and intellect Upadhi. We have seen Sakshi. Sakshi has also got a Upadhi. Jeev also has got a Upadhi. I'm not going into definition part now. So these are internal Upadhi. And the external Upadhis are also there. What is external Upadhi? We have got a degree. We have got... Other than Atma, everything is Upadhi. Our house is also Upadhi. Wherever we have attachment, identification, that has become Upadhi. That is a conditioning. So other than Atma, everything is a conditioning, a Upadhi. And we all want this should remain like this. I should always remain young. My house should also like this permanently. It should not decay. This we always want. So the thinking of Sis is that Jeev Bhav is Nitya. It will never end. Guru understands the question of the student and praises Samyak Krishnam Tvaya Vidvan. You have asked a proper question. So the teacher, the first duty of the teacher, whenever the question is asked, whether it is a police question or whatever it is, he said, you have asked a very good question. But this student, he addresses him as a Vidwan. You are Vidwan. Why you are Vidwan? Because you have done the contemplation, you have done the manan, you have thought over it. And then there was a doubt and you have expressed your doubt. Therefore you are Vidwan. Then he says, Savadhanena Tatsruno. Listen attentively. Savadhanena Tatsruno. How to listen? How to listen? Very important point. You see, when a teacher or an acharya teaches, the student should think that he is talking to me alone. That is attentively listening. Now I will give you the example. In Bhagavat Mahatma, we have seen Gokarna arranged for the Bhagavat for Dhundakari, son of Dhundali. Dhundakari. He was not getting moksha, and after all this prayer and all that, he came to know that he has to conduct a Bhagavat Saptah. So Gokarna arranged for the Bhagavat Saptaha for Dhundakari. So Dhundakari in subtle form came and stayed in the bamboo with the seven knots. After the end of Bhagavat Saptaha, Dhundakari became a divine person. Others were also sitting there. They also heard the Bhagavat Saptaha. But the Biman aerial car came only for Dhundakari. Why all were not taken to Swarga? He only listened. He thought the whole discourse is for me only. So that much attention is needed. Another example. Sukhdev and Parikshit. Sukhdev told whole of Bhagavatam to Parikshit. Parikshit was sitting just in front of him. There were 88,000 Rishi Muni sitting there. Only Parikshit got realization. See? So how attentively we have to listen it. Then a question came. It is written in Bhagavatam. Why the others didn't get the realization? Because they did not reflect. They did not reflect. None of them reflected. Therefore, they didn't get it. Then Guru says, there is a flaw in your question. You say that the since upadhi is anadi, therefore the bondage is also anadi and it is anant. There is no question of liberation. That is what you are saying. He said there is a flaw. What is that flaw? You say upadhi is there. If I am associated with the upadhi, then I may get joy or sorrow. If I am not associated with the upadhi, then there is no question of joy and sorrow. This much is clear. So therefore, the bondage, the thought that the bondage is permanent is not right. It is my choice to attach or not attach with any person, being or object. Okay? If I attach, I enjoy and suffer. If I don't attach, then there is no question of joy and suffer. Therefore, the bondage can never be permanent. I am today attached with my house. It is giving me joy and sorrow. Tomorrow I sell it. After that, I am detached. Whatever happens to the house, it does not matter to me. I am no more attached. I have detached. Therefore, this bondage cannot be permanent. The question of student is, bondage is permanent. Second, upadhi is there. I accept, I got associated with the upadhi, conditioning. Maybe it is body, maybe it a person or a being, an object. I got attached to it. And I am enjoying and suffering. Since upadhi is unreal, therefore the bondage is also unreal. First we saw that it cannot be permanent. Bondage can never be permanent. I can associate, I can disassociate. Second argument is this. Since upadhi is unreal, therefore the bondage also will be unreal. Real means trikale tishtati iti real, sat. So bondage is also unreal. Bondage can also end. Third thing, when upadhi is unreal, then there cannot be any association of real with the upadhi. Upadhi is anatma, real is atma. If upadhi is unreal, the atman association with anatman can never happen. So there are three things. Number one, how this is happening? Why association with upadhi is happening? What is the cause of this association? It is avidya. It is ignorance. It is ignorance. So there are three things. One is ignorance, another is upadhi, and third is association. The key factor in all these three is avidya. Avidya, upadhi, and association. Three factors are there. If avidya is not there, will there be any upadhi? If avidya is not there, if avidya is removed, can there will be upadhi? Conditioning, your body, mind, intellect. If you are Jnani, will there be anybody in your next life? No. If your Vidya is not there, there is no Upadhi. If there is no Upadhi, there is no question of association with the Upadhi. So the real cause of Jeev Bhav is Avidya. Now tell me, Avidya is real or unreal? Avidya is unreal. Avidya is unreal, Upadhi is unreal, and the association with the Upadhi is also unreal. Avidya can be ended by Vidya. So we cannot say that Avidya will remain in three periods of times. Avidya is also anadi, but it ends. So Avidya is unreal. Upadhi is unreal. Our Upadhi doesn't stay for three periods of time. Before birth, this Upadhi was not there. After death, this Upadhi will not be there. Therefore, this Upadhi is unreal. Association also is unreal. We have seen earlier, I may associate, I may not associate. Khatam. Therefore, if these three things are unreal, the bondage also is also unreal. It will end. So where is the misunderstanding of the student? The misunderstanding of the student is that the avidya is real, upadhi is real, association is real. Therefore, he says that the bandhan is Bhranta mohit kalpana pramani ki na bhavati. Any thought based on delusion can't be taken as real. Anything said in anger. When we are angry, we say many things. Then after that, we say, oh, I never meant that. So don't take it serious. Never mind. Similarly, whatever is thought based on delusion can't be taken as real. So Shankaracharya says, avidya is real, upadhi is unreal. Avidya is unreal. I said real? Avidya is unreal, upadhi is unreal, association with the upadhi is also unreal. Therefore, bondage is unreal. So now we have to find out the cause is avidya. Is avidya real or unreal? We all know avidya is unreal. Why? The moment you get vidya, it goes away. So therefore, conclusion is liberation is possible. Had the ignorance be real, then impossible to remove it. Impossible to remove. Ignorance is nothing but darkness. We compare it with the darkness. Even the darkness is there for 1 million years, you bring a light and it will go away. Within 1 second it will go away. Similarly, avidya is there for our millions of lives. What is avidya? I do not know my own true nature is avidya. We are not talking about I don't know Sanskrit. This is not avidya. Avidya here means that I don't know my true own nature. I don't know Atman. I am Sachidananda Swarup, but I am always sada dukhi. Why dukhi? You don't know your true nature, thereby you are dukhi. So my association with the upadhi is illusory, it is not real. It is because of ignorance, and ignorance is unreal. Gurudev explains beautifully. The imagination created by delusory thinking cannot be accepted as real. First statement. In delusion, if you are thinking anything, that cannot be taken as real. Your understanding or your conclusion is not real. The very thought to begin with that there are equipment is a delusory misconception. The very thought that itself is a delusory misconception. Equipment is upadhi. Identification with them is subsequent delusion. The first itself, the upadhi is a delusion. There is no upadhi. Upadhi is not real. Association is the second delusion, he said. These are all imagined due to one's inner confusion. Inner confusion? Avidya. Just now what we discussed, avidya, upadhi, and association with the upadhi. Whatever has been seen in a dream cannot condition the waker. A sumptuous dinner enjoyed in the dream will not remove any hunger in the waking state. Hence, imagination conjured up by delusion can never be a fact. If what you say as is a fact, then of course moksha is impossible. If you say all these are real, then moksha is impossible. Because of the logic given by you, admits the guru and adds, but the mind itself is a delusion. Where are you experiencing all this? Everything is in mind. Association is in mind. Avidya is in mind. He said, but the mind itself is a delusion. Through a delusion, you have created an imagination. Manasam tukim margane kirte naiva manasam margarjabhat. Upadeshar says also same thing. Mind itself is an illusion. Mind at all is not there. We give the reality to mind, and whatever is happening in the mind, we say this is real. This avidya ends only when true wisdom comes. Therefore, my dear boy, the idea that there cannot be any moksha is not true. Thus, through avidya is beginningless, anadi, it can end, antavati, when truth is realized. Then he gives an example. Shankaracharya gives an example about the association, how it is unreal. 195.
Bhrantim vinatva sangasya. Bhrantim vinatva sangasya. Nishkriyasya nirakritehe. Nishkriyasya nirakritehe. Na ghatetartha sambandhah. न घटेतार्थ संबंधः नभसो नीलतादिवत नभसो नीलतादिवत भ्रांतिं विना त्वसंगस्य निष्क्रियस्य निराकृतेः न घटेतार्थ संबंधः नभसो नीलतादिवत
Navaso neelatadivat. Navasa, sky. Neelatadivat, we see the sky is blue. Sky is blue. It is a famous example in Vedanta. Now the question is, Shankaracharya is asking, is the blueness possible? Is there any relationship between sky and blueness? We are seeing blueness. Is it really blue? Then it is said, space is colorless. There is no relationship of space and blueness. Why it is not possible? That it is said, na ghatet arth sambandha bhranti vina. Na ghatet is not possible. Arth sambandha, connection. Bhranti vina, without delusion. Connection between any object of the world without delusion, it will never happen. If we are attached, it is because of delusion. Artha sambandha, connection. Na ghatet, it will never happen unless bhranti is there, delusion is there. Okay, there can be no connection with the world of objects. Why? Space is unattached. The space can be dusty, murky, or you can say neeladivat, it is blue. It is never tainted, unattached. Blueness is unreal. Blueness is unreal. Space is formless. Since the space is formless, unattached, the blueness is unreal. It is not real. How can blue color a formless space? Cannot color. Had it been a form, a crystal, next to that you keep a blue cloth, it will take blueness. But infinite thing cannot take. Therefore, because of delusion, there appears association of blueness on the sky. The sky is not blue. It's only an association, and that association is because of bhranti, because of delusion. Tu asangasya niskriyasya nirakrite, tu indeed, asangasya for the unattached, sangha means attachment, asangasya means not attached, niskriyasya actionless, for actionless, nirakrite formless, these qualities are for Paramatma, Brahman. How is Brahman? Asangasya, unattached. Atma is unattached. I don't have to prove. Niskriya, actionless. Nikamma, Atma is Nikamma. But in its presence, Prakriti acts. Prakriti is inert. Prakriti itself cannot act. But in the presence of Atman, Prakriti acts. So all actions are happening in Prakriti, not Atma. There are only two things, Atma and Anatma. If Atma is not acting, then who is acting? By the law of remainder, you have to say Anatma is acting. What is Anatma? It is Prakriti. So where all actions are happening? In Prakriti. So for the self which is unattached, actionless and formless, there cannot be any association. So Atma is like space. Space is asanga. You can't taint space. Asanga. Atma also cannot get attached. If you say you are attached, Atma is attached, then it is your bhranti, delusion. Atma can never get attached. But if you are thinking that you are attached, then it is your delusion. It is your wrong understanding. Bhranti bina na ghatet sambandha. Sambandha na ghatet without bhranti. Delusion has to be there. Then only there can be an identification. If you inquire and there is a right understanding, then there is no bondage like navasa nilata divat. If you inquire properly, then you will find the sky is not blue. If you inquire, then you will find that Atma is unattached, asanga. And who are you? I am Atma. So I am asanga. I am niskriya. And I am nirakrite, formless. Formless means infinite. Anything which is infinite, only can that give you bliss, permanent bliss. Anything which is finite will give you alpa sukha. Finite can never give you infinite. A finite thing can never give you infinite result. If we are enjoying or suffering from a finite thing, so that joy and that suffering will also be finite. Therefore, Gurudev said, this will also pass away. Your sukh from the objects of the world will also pass away. Your dukh from the objects of the world will also pass away.
Swasya drashtur nirgunasya kriyasya. Swasya drashtur nirgunasya kriyasya. Pratyak bodhananda rupasya buddhehe. Pratyak bodhananda rupasya buddhehe. भ्रांत्या प्राप्तो जीव भावो न सत्यः भ्रांत्या प्राप्तो जीव भावो न सत्यः मोहापाये नास्त्यवस्तु स्वभावात् मोहापाये नास्त्यवस्तु स्वभावात् स्वस्य द्रष्टुर्निर्गुणस्याक्रियस्य प्रत्यग्बोधानन्दरूपस्य बुद्धेः भ्रांत्या प्राप्तो जीव भावो न सत्यः मोहापाये नास्त्यवस्तु स्वभावात्
भ्रांत्या प्राप्त जीव भाव न सत्य भ्रांत्या प्राप्त जीव भाव न सत्य तो दिस जीव भाव विच यू हैव गॉट बिकॉज ऑफ द डिल्यूशन इज नॉट सत्य इज नॉट रियल सत्य मीन्स विच स्टेज इन थ्री पीरियड ऑफ टाइम्स विच यू कैन नॉट निगेट ओनली वन थिंग इज सत्य इन दिस वर्ल्ड दैट इज Atman. You cannot negate, destroy Atman or Brahman. That is Satya. Other than Atma, everything is Anatma. And all Anatma is limited in time, space and object. Therefore, we call it Mithya. Bhramta prapta jeev bhava na satya. Jeev bhava is not real because it is gained out of delusion. Where is this Bhranti? This Bhranti, it is said in Buddhi. Bhranti is, delusion is Buddhi, in understanding. It is wrong understanding that I am Jiva. Then it is said, Pratyak Bodhananda Rupasya Drashtu Nirgunasya Kriyasya Swasya. Pratyak means subjectively. Where is Atma? It is subject. Can it become object? No. So Atma is subject. It can never become an object of perception. Pratyak. How is that? Bodh Ananda Rupasya. It's of the nature of knowledge and bliss. Bodh Ananda is the knowledge absolute and Ananda Sarupa. Where it is? It is inside. With each one of us, it is there. How is that? Ananda Sarup. Sada Ananda Sarup. Drashtu of the witness. It has become Sakshi. Conditioned by the body, mind, intellect, it has become Sakshi inside. Nirgunasya. How is that? Beyond guna. What are guna? Sattva Rajas Tamas. It is other than Sattva Rajas Tamas. What is made of Sattva Rajas Tamas? Whole Anatma is made of Sattva Rajas Tamas. Body, mind, intellect, perceiver, feeler, thinker, object, emotion, thought, everything is made of Sattva Rajas Tamas. Other than Sattva Rajas Tamas, it is Nirgunasya. Beyond quality, Akriyasya of actionless. Actionless, that Atma does nothing. But his presence is required. Without his presence, nothing will happen. Swasya, its. So the jivahood of Atman is unreal. First statement, the jivahood of Atman, Atman can never become jiva. It is misunderstanding. Unreal. What is that Atman? Atman is Bodh Ananda Rupa. It's the nature of Bodh. Bodh means knowledge. Ananda means bliss. Bodh Ananda Rupasya. Then Drashtu, it has become Sakshi. Nirgunasya, it is beyond qualities. And Akriya, no activities, beyond activities. And it can be experienced subjectively. So Atma is innermost. That is the ultimate thing we have to reach. After that, there is nothing. Sa kastha, sa paragati. That is the kasta, that is the limit. Don't ask Brahman ke baad kya hai. If I become Brahman after that, what I have to do? Sa kasta, that is the limit. Kasta means limit. Paragati, that is the final. We have to reach up to that. There is nothing beyond Atman. But we have assumed Jeevbhava. This assumption is because of the nischaya of buddhi. Where is misunderstanding? Who has done this misunderstanding? Who has created this? Buddhi. Buddhi has created. And earlier also we have seen, where is the karta bhava? Karta bhava is in buddhi. So misunderstanding is in buddhi. So moha apaye nasti avastu svabhavat. Moha apaye, when the delusion is lifted. Moha, delusion. What is delusion? Not understanding a thing as it is moha. Apaye, when it is lifted. Nasti, there is no. Avastu svabhavata. Avastu svabhavat, because it is unreal by nature. Since jeevhood is unreal, it ceases to exist once the delusion is lifted. If we lift the delusion, if the right understanding comes, then khatam. Arjun was deluded in the battlefield. What was his delusion? This was delusion. We also have got the same. You understand? No? Ye mere hain aur main inka hoon. They belong to me, I belong to them. This is delusion. This wrong understanding created havoc in his mind. One emotion. Same Arjun, after Vedantic treatment, he stood up and said, Nasto moha smriti labdha. My moha, my delusion is now gone. Smriti labdha. Now I know who am I, what is to be done. And he fought and won. Moha. Moha apaye. Since jeevhood is unreal, it ceases to exist when the delusion is lifted. So moha gone, jeevbhav gone. When moha is gone, jeevbhav is also gone. Okay. So final conclusion. Jeevbhav is unreal because came from unreal. Jeevbhav is unreal because it came from unreal. We have already seen avidya, upadhi and association with upadhi. All three are unreal. It goes away with the knowledge, hence unreal. In moha, I am jeev. When moha ends, I find I am Brahman. The moment the moha goes, I find I am Brahman. We have already seen there is a Shuddha Chaitanya, then there is a Pratibimba, Chidabhas, Chit Pratibimba, Chit Chaya, then there is another, it's called Sakshi, then the fourth one we saw, Jeeva. In all this, the Chetan is there. Brahman is Chetan Swarup, then the reflection of that Brahman is also Chetan Swarup, then the Sakshi is also Chetan Swarup, and the Jeeva. Because of different conditioning, their names are different. But they are Chetan only. But out of these two, there will be only one bhav will remain. Either you are Jeev or you are Brahman. Both cannot exist together. Do mein se ek rahega. Either there will be darkness or there can be light. Both darkness and light cannot remain together. So either Jeev bhav will be there or there will be Brahma bhav. If you have got the Brahma bhav, then you are in bliss. If you are in the Jibhav, you are in Anatma. In Brahma Bhav, always happy. Sadananda Rupa, in Jibhav, you are in Anatma. And Anatma will always give you Khatam. You see, in world we find Devta and Danav. But they have got the same degree of reality. Devta and Danav, both, they have got the reality is the same. But in the case of Jiva and Brahma Bhav, the reality is at all altogether different. Brahma is Sat. Jiva is Asat. Devta, Danav can coexist together, because it was the same degree of reality. But in the case of Jiva and Brahma, it's not the same type of reality. Brahma is Sat, Jiva is Asat. So out of two, one will remain. Either Jibha will remain or Brahma Bhava will remain. Acha, can you explain it by an example? Ekto example do. Shankaracharya says, okay, dete hain ek example. You all know that example. फिर भी देते हैं आपको 197
यावत् भ्रांतिस्तावत् देवास्य सत्ता यावत् भ्रांतिस्तावत् देवास्य सत्ता मिथ्याज्ञानो जृम्वितस्य प्रमादात् मिथ्याज्ञानो जृम्वितस्य प्रमादात् रज्ज्वां सर्पो भ्रांतिकालीन एव रज्ज्वां सर्पो भ्रांतिकालीन एव भ्रांतेर्नाशेनैव सर्पोऽपि तद्वत् भ्रांतेर्नाशेनैव सर्पोऽपि तद्वत् यावत् भ्रांतिस्तावत् देवास्य सत्ता मिथ्याज्ञानो जृम्वितस्य प्रमादात् रज्ज्वां सर्पो भ्रांतिकालीन एव भ्रांतेर्नाशेनैव सर्पोऽपि तद्वत्
अगेन रज्जु एंड सर्प यू नो रज्जु एंड सर्प हैज कम यावत् भ्रांति ही तावत् एव अस्य सत्ता यावत् भ्रांति यावत् एज लॉन्ग एज भ्रांति डेल्यूशन तावत् सो लॉन्ग एव अलोन अस्य सत्ता इट्स एग्जिस्टेंस सो लॉन्ग द डेल्यूशन इज देयर इट विल रिमेन सो लॉन्ग द मिसअंडरस्टैंडिंग इज देयर जीव भाव विल रिमेन मिथ्या ज्ञान उज्जृंबतस्य प्रमादात् मिथ्या ज्ञान एरर ऑफ जजमेंट उज्जृंबतस्य कॉज्ड बाई प्रमादात् ड्यू टू एल्यूशन हैविंग बीन कॉज्ड बाई एन एरर ऑफ जजमेंट इट इज मिसएप्रिहेंशन इट इज रॉन्ग अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हेन द रोप इज देयर एंड यू आर नॉट एबल टू सी इट बिकॉज ऑफ द मिसएप्रिहेंशन ऑफ rope, then you see snake on that. It is mithya gyan. You are not seeing the rope clearly. Okay, then rajvam sarpa bhranti kalin eva. Rajvam sarpa bhranti. The rope is mistaken as snake. It is rope. It's not that everybody is seeing snake. Suppose a rope is there, a deluded person will see snake. Or a crack in the earth. Or a dry mala. Or a stick, dand. But everybody will not be seeing. Some may see the rope itself. So it is a Rajvam Sarpa Bhrantakali Neva. So long the Bhranti is there, delusion is there, you will be seeing sarpa. When you are seeing sarpa, you are not seeing Rajju. Rajju means rope. So long you are seeing sarpa, you are not able to see rope. Rope is substratum on which there is superimposition of. If rope is not there, can there be a snake? Similarly, whatever we are seeing, the whole world is bhranti only, including jiva. On whom? On the substratum of Brahman. Brahman is substratum. On that substratum, the whole world is looking like a sarp. Acha, did rope transform into sarp? No. Did it change? No. Similarly, the whole world also, without any change in Brahman, it is there. It is just like an illusion. Bhrante nase na eva sarpa api tadvat. Bhrante nase, when the delusion goes, na sarpa, there is no sarpa. When I was seeing snake at that time, I was frightened. I started running to get a stick to kill the snake. Now tell me, with the stick, can you kill that snake which is born out of delusion? Jitna maro nahi jayega wo. Because the rope is there. No snake is there. How bhranti will go away? Only by knowledge it will go away. So what is needed is the knowledge and mind, not the stick. Similarly, to remove the jeev bhava also, we need knowledge. How to loosen this jeev bhava? In karma yoga, your doership or the jeev bhav, karta bhav, loosens. In karma yoga, your doership loosens. In bhakti yoga, by das bhav, it reduces. It is only the jnan which removes the jeev bhav. In karma yoga, it loosens, karta bhav loosens, because you think, I am an instrument in the hands of the Lord. I am not karta. So karta bhav loosens, jeev bhav loosens. In bhakti, if you are the das bhav, like Hanuman ji, he is always in das bhav. And Thakur Ramakrishna used to say that doership can be minimized in das bhav. Ego will remain, but this ego can be reduced to a great extent if you consider yourself as das of Lord. I am servant of the Lord. Das bhav. But in samadhi, jeev bhav will go away. In samadhi, jeev bhav go away means what? First, you have to purify your mind. You have to know about that tattva, that atman, its characteristics, its nature, its location. Then slowly, slowly you go into the samadhi, you find that it is only that is there. Nothing else is there. Then when you come out of that, you find that you are no more jiva, you are Brahma. So jiva bhav ends in samadhi. In deep sleep, there is no jiva bhav. In karma and bhakti mark, jiva bhav is illusion, but in jnana, it is proved that the jeev bhav is unreal and it can be removed also. Ahankar vimudatma karta hamiti munyate. I think I am karta, I am the doer, I am jiva. Ahankar vimudatma. Realized people does not give reality to jibhava. Okay, but you have not told me one thing. You are giving me example and all that, but I have given you one question, Guru, that I said it is anadi. You didn't discuss the anadi portion. Guru said, yes, I will tell you about the anadi also. From that angle also, I will prove that the jibhava is because of delusion. That we'll take up in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
Now Deepakji will show you one clip of Gurudev about that samadhi based on Vivek Chudamani. He has, while explaining one particular verse, he has said about that samadhi. So it's a 5 minutes clip only. You can see that. So before that, they can take prasad or...
Hari Om. This is a short video clip which we came across by Pujya Gurudev. It is on verse 284. So if you want to turn to verse 284 in your book, it will have reference to that. Hari Om.
Aham bhavasya dehesmin. Nishesha vilayavadhi Savadhanena yuktatma Svadhyasapanayam kuru
Aham bhavasya. The idea that I am. Where in the body? Dehe asmin, asmin dehe, in this body. The feeling that I am this body. And that is called the ego. And this misconception of yours, ashesha vilayadavadhi, until it is totally eliminated, as in deep sleep, don't say that it is impossible to move. Every day you are doing it. Why? Every day throughout the day. Some people, no idea of the body, only when hunger comes, you realize that there is a body. Sleep, there no more. In the same way, until that misconception that I am the body is told, this is only mere identification. You give it up. And the body. Who said no? You need not die. You need not jump from the fourth floor. Why? Realization. No. You need not. But don't have identification with the body. Until that misconception is totally annihilated, Savadhanen. Savadhan is not your Hindi Savadhan. Slow. It's not that. Avadhanen sahita. Avadhana, carefully. Savadhana means careful. It was the cry of Shivaji. Savadhan, Savadhan. Meaning, be alert, be vigilant, careful. enemies are all around you. That way, Savadhan. But in the traffic, it is all... What is that? Sharap Taraning Savadhan. There in that context it is that, you know, carefully. Carefully, it is actually careful. But the idea is slow. When you slow down, you are more careful. That is all. It is not slow down. So Savadhanena, with great alertness and vigilance, intelligently, Yuktatma. Yuktatma? Integrated mind and intellect. Ordinarily, you know, you and I, our mind never cooperates with the intellect. The intellect has got wonderful ideas, creative ideas, but you can't execute it. Why? The mind is not available. One in whom, thus there is a split personality, that you have got wonderful ideas, but you can't live them. I know cigarette is bad, but I can't give it up. I know sugar is bad for me, but I would like to eat it. I know this is bad, but I can't help it. Why? Knowledge is clear. But cooperation of the mind is not available. Mind is the executive in us. The policies can be laid by the intellect, but it is to be executed by the general manager, and he is the mind. The mind is in all of us, in varying degrees, is always at loggerhead with the intellect. The intellect says, I must get up early in the morning and go for the meditation class because after all, for 10 days I have come here. No, don't worry about it. You determined you go to bed. Early morning you wake up. You cannot but wake up because all others are making such a noise in the bathroom and outside the bathroom, all over. You are woken up. And the intellect says, come on, let us go for meditation. The mind says, shut up. Have you ever heard anybody benefited by meditation? But everybody is benefited by sleeping, and therefore let us turn that side and continue. Intellect says for your blessing, to bless you, but your mind is projecting, therefore objecting, therefore you can never achieve it. Nearer the exam, the intellect says, it's very near, I must start studies, you must start studies. Yes, 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 yes. And the mind says, hello, kalse. Not today, tomorrow onwards. And such an individual fails. The failure is not because of the world outside or a god above the clouds. Your equipments are not tuned up. Once you decide a thing, even if it is wrongly decided, and you realize that it is wrong, you do it. Tell the mind to go through it.